hyperbole. An advice podcast for Devin
and friends.
Make exaggerated statements not meant to be taken literally.
What was that, Seven?
Hyperbole. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hyperbole, a self-help podcast for the helpless. My name is Stefan, and I'm your host. Joining me today is Eric Hughes.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you? This is the first time we're doing it. Sorry. How are you?
Great.
This is the first
Just
time.
Just never cut me off again.
I'm so sorry. I do that all the time. But it is a morning. We usually do this in the evening time. So I feel almost better. I feel refreshed.
Yeah.
I feel good. I
you
feel
got
like
everything moving now.
Yeah,
you know? You got your tea in you.
Instead of an alcoholic drink, I've got some hibiscus.
Oh, there's no alcohol in this.
We can add.
Oh, okay.
We can add.
Okay. I felt a little weird. I was like, okay, we're good.
Well, you guys are wondering who that voice is. Maybe you aren't because you've heard it before. But I'll introduce it anyway. This voice belongs to the very lovely special guest Mo from the Mo Show.
You know, hi. Thank you for having me. Seriously, this is really cool.
Oh, I'm so glad that you could make it.
I like being a part of other people's podcasts because I don't have to edit them. So thank you so much.
Good point.
Yeah.
We ended up doing, this is our fourth out of five podcast episodes we're going to do this week.
Oh.
And I've edited one and a quarter. So.
Yeah, it takes time, especially because I know some podcasts usually take like over an hour long and you got to sit through all of it. Or if you're just ballsy and you're like, you know what, forget it. It's out in the world. Let it go.
Right.
Then, you know, you could do that too. I mean, there's some spots where I'm do a lot of ums, but.
Yeah, yeah. No, I clean that all up, collect it all, trim it out. And then I also try and level it. Sometimes we get a little sonorous with the laughter.
Oh, yeah.
So you do the Mo Show, the morning show at 93.3.
Yes, I do.
And you've been doing it for about 2 years.
Yeah, I'm actually coming up on my third year in April. That's usually a time when they figure out, I'm like, all right, is this really going to take off? What's going to happen? Because, I don't know, I'm really proud of this show. I worked really hard to get to become the morning show host, which is my ultimate goal when I was a kid. I just knew that I wanted to do this. So now that I have this opportunity to do it, it's been really cool. And everything I wanted and everything I didn't think it was going to be. It is
really?
There's a lot of stress behind it because, you know, I am brand new into this game. Not a lot of people know me.
Yeah.
A lot of these morning shows have been on for, you know, 10 plus years.
Yeah.
So it's getting people out of their regular routine of listening to the same people and trying to convince them why you're the person that they should be listening to in the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
And I try to keep it very, I guess just like me. I'm lighthearted. I like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to focus on the negative stuff going on really in the world because... Yeah. The more that you do that, you're not going to have time for the fun in life or to see the beauty of it all.
Right.
Or just to geek out on the things that you like. And me,
yeah.
I geek out on a lot of stuff. So I just want to share that with other people if they'll have me.
Plus, there's so many topics that are everyone's already talking about it. What more could you say that's not already being digested on somewhere else? And if you're trying to convince people come over here, if you're just offering what another station's doing...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, because, and I think I say this a lot too, is like, you know, a lot of these radio stations, especially more of the poppier ones, they'll do a lot of the dramatic stuff where it's like, find out if your man's cheating or things like that. And I'm like, I don't care about all that. I was like, let's talk about what's going on with Nintendo Switch right now because, oh my God.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You know, and I swear, I do this segment called Nerdgasm. I feel like it should be sponsored by Disney at this point because every freaking day there's something Disney coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Or related because they own everything.
Disney's
now.
Like, we're going to have to change the name.
Yeah, though. Seriously.
Dizgasm?
Yes, Dizgasm. Hashtag that. That's my new hashtag. Dizgasm. But no, I mean, this is it's a dream come true and it's a lot
awesome.
Of work, but it is probably like my favorite thing in the world.
Nice.
This is what I'm married to.
Nice.
For sure.
And then you get up, the show starts at 5:30.
Yes, it does.
So you have to be there probably a little earlier than that.
Yeah, so I'm there. I wake up at 3:30 and then I hit my alarm until about 3:45.
Oh,
and then I start, you know, okay, roll out of bed, wash your face, put on a face, do something with your hair and just get out into the world. And then also like warming up my voice and just trying to just, you know, make sure I'm having a good morning, playing some music. What's great too is before my girlfriend now also wakes up with me at the same time. So she'll get my coffee ready and then we'll have music playing. So like it's and then she gets up and she starts working because she edits video and pictures and stuff. And so
that's so sweet.
It is sweet and it is God, it is so helpful. You have no idea how that could change your morning. If you have someone that wakes up with you and is helping you get ready.
Yeah.
Like, she's definitely like a huge factor that people don't really know about. Like, she's my light.
That is so nice. I was going to say, so my wife, we don't get up nearly as early, but 5:30, okay. She has to go to work. So I decided to get up with her. I make her coffee, help her get ready.
Yeah, then, so you know. Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah. Eric, what are you doing with your life, huh?
Well, I'm married and we're about to have a kid.
Oh, congratulations.
At the end of March.
And you're here doing a podcast.
I'm here doing a podcast.
Is your kid going to be a part of the podcast too? You should do a podcast while she's in labor.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it's a comedy advice podcast, so we could give advice.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Yeah, some self-help advice, like get out of the room.
So I'll be having no sleep very soon.
No, not at all. Well, good, then you'll be up with me in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the hard part, too, is, you know, getting up in the morning. I like to work late. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I still think that I can go to bed at 10 or 10:30. It doesn't work that way. But also, yeah. I think I just have a sleeping problem. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's like a number one thing that a lot of people are lacking.
Yeah.
Especially for my creative brain. If I don't get enough sleep, I can't produce the best content possible. Yeah. And so I think that's a tough thing.
How many hours of sleep do you get a night?
I try to get 6.
Wow.
And that's not what the recommended amount is. They say 7 or 8 or yeah. whatever. Yeah. But I'll be lucky if I can get to bed at 10:30.
Because I try to get 6, but my face doesn't look like that when I get 6.
Oh, like
you,
right
you
now?
You look like a fresh 8 right now.
Oh, you're so sweet. I literally rolled out of bed and put on some lipstick. And I was like, they're going to love this.
I mean, so did I, but I don't look that
yeah,
great.
Yeah, but you picked a nude lipstick. You need to go for color, some pop. Oh. And you know what? The teal hair really helps for me because everyone they just assume... It's my bat signal, and they just assume that, oh, well, she's happy and ready for the world. And I think that's a hard thing, too, is always being myself, I guess, on, you know what I mean? No matter where I go. And I am always myself, and I'm always on, but I feel like there are moments where I'm a wacky arm inflatable guy. As soon as an event starts, you turn me on, and I'm all over the place. And then, you know, and then you turn, and then as soon as the event's over, you turn me off. I'm like, I'm totally deflated. I have all this energy that I've just used up, and then I got to go back and recharge a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a lot of work and a lot of effort, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I love everything. I love my life.
That's
I think, you know, it's rare to have that. There are moments of, you know, disparity and everything like that, but for the most part, I really love what I've built.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's so good to hear. We've had a lot of comedian guests on here, and they hate what their life is like. So it's really nice to have an inspiring one.
Have you lived the life of a comedian, though? It sounds miserable.
It sounds pretty hard.
I mean, you really got to, like, dig through all of, like, the shit going on in your life just to pull out all of the funny, relatable things. But also, you're basically just shitting on yourself the whole time.
Right. Yeah.
Self-deprecation is where it's at.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I find that hilarious often. I usually do it sometimes. But for the most part, overall, I'm happy with everything.
Good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, at your job, I think you do a phenomenal job as well.
Thank you.
I know you don't like taking compliments, but usually we turn on the compliment shower and shower our guests with compliments if they're good.
Wow.
If not, we turn it off. Okay. But I think you do an awesome job. My commute is 5 minutes, so I haven't been able to listen on the radio.
Yeah, it's fine.
Very much, except for a song goes and you're like, and coming up, blah, blah, blah. Great job with that.
Thank you.
I'm like, wow, okay.
I'm really good at teasing.
I know what I'm in for. I want to listen
But
to
I'm
it.
Clearly not good enough if I can't keep you for an extra 5 minutes to just stick around and find out what's going on and face palm. Okay, sorry.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes I'm late to work and they're like, why? I was like, the Mo Show. And they're like, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's like a doctor's note at this point. Yeah. It makes sense.
So then I started listening online and I've listened to a couple of interviews that you've had with Steve-O, with one of my heroes, Tom DeLonge.
That was a good one. He's great.
Yeah, he was good. There were a couple others Nick Offerman.
Oh.
You were making fart jokes with Nick Offerman. And I was like, I love this. Pure bliss.
I mean, he was great. A lot of the people that I talk to are just super great people. I know they're promoting things and they're on as well. But, you know, I just try to have a genuine, real conversation with them while still asking them about what they've got going on.
Yeah.
And with a lot of the people, I'm very fortunate because a lot of them have a cool things happening in their lives.
Right.
And like with Tom, oh my God, that guy's so fascinating. Yeah. Everyone, you know,
forget about Blink-182.
Right. Yeah. And like, I totally understand why he left. I mean, why do that when he's achieving so many greater things and bringing so much other knowledge out into the world than just making a bunch of dick jokes all the time? Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I'm still all about the dick jokes and everything, but
he built an empire.
He did.
Yeah, he's a guy that can
empire
do both.
Of dicks. Exactly. Do you know how hard that is? Legit. But I mean, and he wanted to do more with his life, and you can't help but just applaud that.
Yeah,
like he's just he's a really fascinating dude.
And every single interview, 99%, if not everyone, I know that they're trying to sell something and they're on these calls and you've made it enjoyable for them, and you've always asked a question where they're like, wow, that's a great question, I'm glad you've asked that.
I've been trying to dig other things.
I think that's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
Well, you got to think, a lot of these people that are on media tours and, you know, they're stopping by, they're getting asked the same question. Like, how many times are they going to get asked?
Right.
And that's what I think of too. I was like, all right, if I were having this conversation, what are things that I want people to know about?
Yeah.
I have to remember what the audience doesn't know, and I have to ask these like kind of superficial questions.
Yeah.
But then I want to get deeper into things that they're into.
Yeah.
That will give you a reason to even to attract you to them even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the other day, actually, it was Friday and I was interviewing Steve-O for the third time. And sometimes when they come through these tours, they don't really remember you often. When he first got in there, he did not look interested to be in there. Whereas the last time we were there, we had a great conversation.
Yeah.
We were talking about, you know, Wendy, his dog from Peru, was in there. We were all hanging out and playing. And, you know, it was fun, but... You know, I totally understand that you're tired. You don't want to be in there.
Right, right.
And so I was kind of poking fun at him because he was going to skip my show. And so it's like the first thing that I talked about with him. And we get into the bucket list tour, what he was doing for just like a few minutes.
Yeah.
But then we get into something he's really been into, which is tattooing.
Hmm.
So he just started tattooing, and he started he's basically doing it scratcher style. He was just doing it out of random places or whatever, and then his RV and everything. But
that's where you want to get stuck by a needle.
It's Steve-O. Where else are you going to get stuck by Steve-O, you know?
Yeah,
so he was like doing it out of his like traveling RV because it's technically a business. Like a food truck is technically a business. So
wow.
Does
he get a health code grade too?
God, I guess. I don't know. But then I realized that's on my bucket list now, is to get tattooed by him. But here's the thing, is because I don't think anyone was really talking about that. It really was like, before he was just kind of like glancing at the TV, and then all of a sudden his eyes were completely locked in and focused. But I also come from a tattoo background. I've never tattooed before, but I've worked at a tattoo shop.
Right.
So we just had a lot of things to get into.
You could talk the lingo.
Yeah, I could talk the lingo and like get into it. Start about packing
ink.
Color in and all these things.
I remember he said something like that.
Yeah.
He was like, oh yeah, you know the vernaculars.
Yeah. And then, he at the end of it, he's like, damn, it makes me regret everything I said earlier. He's like, I'm so sorry. I said I was going to skip your show. But it's just cool. It's nice to get a little bit of that. Reassurance that you did a good job.
Yeah.
Even though in the moment I was stressing out like crazy.
Oh yeah,
so,
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's fun. It's cool.
And then on top of that, you've got a number of other projects that you're doing.
Oh God, yeah. I like to I love to spread myself thin. I'm just like butter on toast, man. Like a very small amount of butter though.
So you were doing, and the reason that I found out about you was through the Mike and Mo Blank Canvas podcast.
Yeah.
We had Mike Turner, episode 113. He was a blast.
And it's my boy.
Yeah, doing research. We got him just before he moved to LA.
Yeah, that was when he told me he was moving. It was bittersweet because, God, I love Mike. Mike is like a brother, like the brother that I've never had. And he's so damn funny.
Yeah.
And, I think we first really linked on when we found out we were both Sagittarius. So when that happens, we're just like, let's be friends forever. And like we kind of just appreciated each other's craft. And I'm a huge fan of comedy. So we just got together. I love what he did. And he was really funny. So we started doing a podcast together called Blank Canvas, because we wanted to see how other people were coming up or how they've created something from nothing.
Yeah.
Thus the start of Blank Canvas. And we got to talk to a lot of great people. Our first interview ended up being Paul Verzi, who is basically best friends with Bill Burr. Yeah. But himself alone is just not just such a fascinating person, but he is so... I don't even know how to... You have to listen to the podcast. It's still out there. I'm not deleting them because I heard that it's probably a bad idea to... It could grow up into something and maybe somehow we can come back and do it again.
Especially with the guests you guys had. I was listening to Verzi and it was really funny because you guys got him to open up so much. He was like, damn it, I should have had this on my podcast.
I don't even know if he still does the Verzi effect too. So maybe we're all on the same boat here. We just don't do our podcast anymore. But we got to interview Trevor Wallace. We've got some really great people here from the Valley, which is more my focus. I want to talk to people that... have, you know, created something from nothing here in Phoenix and that we could, that are in our backyard, you know?
Yeah.
We talked to Kristen Keough, who's on 12 News and also does a lot of the stuff for the Coyotes. Mm-hmm. We talked to Trevor Wallace, who a lot of people know on YouTube for a lot of his skits, especially the White Claw skit. Mm-hmm. No, Ain't No Laws of the Claws.
My favorite was one of your friends from the tattoo bar.
Chip! I love Chip! Damn, I miss that dude. That was the last time I saw him, too.
Was really good. That was the first podcast he's ever been on, too, right?
Yeah! I have known Chip for such a long time, and he's a character. He has he used to have a twirly little mustache and everything. He's a fantastic tattoo artist. He's tattooed me maybe 3 or 4 times.
Wow.
He's a really, if you ever get a chance, I'm going to shameless plug them.
Yeah.
Colossus Tattoo, Chip, Chipp, .. He's really cool.
Yeah, he's great. We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
No,
there you go.
He was a really cool guy, and that's kind of one of the things that was really cool that I heard was you guys were getting not just some nationally known talent, but then also talent from here. The guy, the founder from State 48.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So great.
Yeah.
Man, now I miss that podcast. I should bring it back. Mike, I know you're not doing anything. Just kidding.
Yeah, right.
Actually, I just saw Mike and Trevor Wallace in Vegas a few weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're great. I love both of them together. I think they're roommates now, which is a very
strange. Really?
Yeah.
God, that's hilarious.
I know. So I was like, I'm probably going to start seeing Mike in a bunch of random skits now or something. But
that'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Nice. Nice. Well, good. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about that we left out that's special about you? I'm sure there are a lot of things.
Honestly, I don't think that there's many special things going on with my life. I just... you know, I'm just continuing to work hard on this show, and I'm going to be getting fingers crossed, a co-host soon.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah, because I think that's the number one thing that's missing from my show is a legit banter. That's what I do well with comedians and just having someone there that I could play off of. That's, I think, one thing that's going to take it to the next level.
Right.
And, you know, the most important thing, as you know, because doing a podcast by yourself or doing anything by yourself is difficult. But when you have someone you can bounce things off of.
It generates content.
Generates content, and also you're getting different perspectives.
Right.
And I think that's a huge thing.
So do you have a short list already of...
I do have a short list of people, and I hope that the person that I am thinking of ends up agreeing and saying yes. So we'll see what happens.
Wow.
But they're not from here.
Oh, okay.
And that was kind of a big deal for me because I like to keep it local.
Right, right.
Sometimes you have to outsource.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool people.
That's really cool.
Oh, god dang, I already said too much.
Oh man, don't worry, we'll bleep it all out.
They might be cool people.
No, this and a little bit about our podcast. So it started out with my two brothers and me while I was living in New Jersey, and they were both here, and we wanted to keep in touch, and we all loved goofing around with each other. Mm-hmm. So we had this, we created a comedy advice podcast, and we all kept in touch on a weekly basis until they got sick of it and decided not to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. So now I found Eric. We actually did
side of the road. I was
wondering. I was like, were you selling oranges?
Yeah,
because I'm pretty sure that's where I saw you earlier.
Valentine's Day. I had those cellophane wrapped bags in my truck.
I mean you're the guy to know for sure.
Yeah.
Seriously though, how did you guys meet?
We were actually at a stand-up showcase class.
Oh.
So we were both doing stand-up. I just got into it. He'd been doing it for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And then we met, and then we made each other giggle and said, do you want to be on my podcast?
And then you had tickle fights.
Yeah, we had some pillows that were worn out from all those pillow fights.
Yeah.
But Yeah, so then Eric started to join. My brother, he still does it sometimes. We have another co-host that he also does it too. But yeah, we've been doing it for 2.5 years. And we've been trying in the past couple of months to get some local talent.
Yeah.
In the well, naturally, being a comedy podcast, having comedians. But then we've also started to get other folks that don't do comedy, but might be just fun to have on.
Right. It really is important to get other perspectives.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, what brought you to Arizona? Are you originally from here as well? Or?
Second gen.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So then...
I'm originally from here as well, second generation. I was born in Phoenix, but I grew up in Cottonwood, Arizona. Yeah, on a farm.
Yeah. So that was fun. All right.
And then I moved
to... Now you're living the Scottsdale life. I had to go through a labyrinth just to get here, you guys.
Yeah. It was tough. Yeah, I wanted to be an Italian teacher, so I went to school for languages.
What a profession.
Yeah, okay. then realized nobody wants to learn Italian. So I moved to Italy. I lived there for about a year, and then I taught English there. Then I moved back here. I worked at Rosetta Stone, so languages, but tried to get into the business aspect of it.
Okay.
Learned Portuguese, met my wife, fell in love, got married in Brazil. Went to New York, went back here, moved back to New York, then back here.
What took you to New York?
I had the job at Rosetta Stone, actually.
Oh.
I wanted to get out of Arizona for a little while.
Okay.
And then I realized I loved Arizona, so I came back.
It's, you know, as a kid, I totally did not love Arizona. I did not give it the love that it deserved.
Right,
also,
right.
Arizona really grew into something completely different than what I thought it was going to be. This is a bigger city than I was anticipating as a child.
Yes.
I couldn't wait to get out of here. I was like, I'm gonna go to California, I'm gonna go to Denver, I'm gonna go to all the places. And now I'm like, I don't want to leave.
It's so nice. There's so much to do here. There's so many cool people, and the vibe, at least from what I've gotten from the comedy scene and some other people, is just, it's not really a cutthroat scene here. Everybody's almost supporting each other. So
yeah,
that's, I love it.
I agree to disagree sometimes. It depends on what scene we're talking about.
Sure.
But for the most part, I think it's important for all of us to
come together.
Come together.
Just love.
Yeah.
Just have some hibiscus tea with honey.
Oh, God. Yeah, cheers to that. Bless. Thank you.
Cheers. Clink, clink.
We're doing all the cheersing.
We got to start to put some alcohol in it so we can... Hey, really cheers.
I've been drinking since I went to the bathroom. I don't know about you guys.
All right. We're going to get into the comedy advice part of this.
Okay.
So we're going to dig in. Now, we like to fuel our advice with a quote.
Okay.
Do you have any quotes that help power you and your days and just give you some motivation?
The only one that comes to mind is, don't sweat the petty things, pet the sweaty things. But honestly, I can't think of anything else. I don't know why that's always stuck in my head for some reason, but it actually is kind of true.
I love it. Yeah, I've never heard that quote before. But
I don't even know where I got it from. It's probably my stepbrother or someone. I don't know.
Do you have a tattoo of that?
No, I have forks forking and and forever late and spoon spooning, but I don't have a tattoo of that. Not yet.
Spork sporking?
So I should have a spork sporking, but I don't even know how that would even... I think it would just be a... They're trying to, like, interlinking with each other, maybe.
Give the idea to Chip. He might be able to...
Yeah, Chip will know what to do. Yeah. Chip knows. He's the one that did my forks forking and spoon spooning.
Oh,
and then
nice.
We're going to do a little knife that was going to... Oh, gosh, okay. I'm going to get naked here.
Yeah, now we got to see.
Oh,
nice.
These two little...
Chip does a good job.
Chip has great line work.
The forks are actually... I thought it was the words forks forking.
No,
I don't know why I thought that.
They're actual forks, like forking.
I love the hearts, too.
Yeah, well, you know, they're
hair.
Two lesbian forks for some reason.
They have hair.
This is before I actually got into the world of women. We were going to put a knife in there that said, can I cut in? But then... But it was too small of an area, so...
Do you want to be a co-host for this podcast? I feel like...
I'll step down.
No, this is our, we need you.
I'll step down. I mean, jeez. You're way better than we are.
No, not at all. Okay.
So, we like to get a quote to be able to inspire us for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we get quotes from a robot called InspireBot. And it's an AI-driven machine that just takes some of the most motivational words.
And no one knows emotion like robots.
Right, exactly. Mm. So it's learning. Sometimes it hits it, sometimes not at all. But anyway.
I hope today it hits it.
You'll see. So today, Eric, would you like to read this week's quote from InspireBot?
You got it. This week's quote brought to us by our fan, Zora. Thank you, Zora. If you are having second thoughts about the boat, there is no need for the boat.
Hmm. What do you think? Do they hit it or?
I mean, I was thinking about buying a boat, but now I don't want to buy a boat.
You had some second thoughts.
Now I have second thoughts. Also, I'm in Arizona. Why the hell do I need to buy a boat?
There's Havasu, Tempe Town Lake.
Still not enough. Not enough. Maybe, you know, Dobson Lakes for sure. The boat could totally live there. But
there, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
If you're having second thoughts about the boat, there is no need for the boat. I want to dig deeper into this, but I feel like there's no depth in that at all.
It's a little shallow.
Oh, God. It's not that a good is, place yeah, for exactly. a thought boat. That's why you don't get the second boat. It's too shallow. All right. Now that I've just disproved that, I'm sorry.
I like that. No, it's pretty good. I feel like we could leave it there, unless, Eric, you have anything to say about this quote?
Quote? I feel like it's more of like a needs versus wants type of a thing. Like
materialistically?
Yeah, I'm kind of like if I'm going to buy a new laptop, I ask myself, do I need a new laptop or do I just want a new laptop?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm like, if I just want a new laptop and I don't need it, it's not necessary to do, like, my one's not broken and I can I can still check email, Photoshop, whatever.
Yeah.
Then I probably don't need to be spending the money. And I always ask myself, and you went out that way because that, you know, let's say you're going to spend $1,000 on a new laptop or something. If you can wait 6 months, a year, that same $1,000 will buy you such a better laptop.
Yeah. I think, well, now that we're getting deeper into it, now I'm like, maybe it's not as shallow as I thought. Well,
we got some waves coming.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of waves coming in here. But I was just thinking, like, okay, I listen to a lot of, like, astrology stuff and horoscopes because I'm that girl. We're all made of stardust.
And you're Sag, right?
I'm a Sag.
Nice.
Sag Vag all the way.
Sag
Vag. That's one I need to get tattooed on. Maybe a tramp stamp. That one, that seems appropriate for that. But, I mean, that makes sense, you know? Like, not having to buy the thing right away, maybe just being patient about it. Or what is, why are you buying this? What is it fulfilling? What is that hole that it's fulfilling?
Right, and, right. You know, you always need to think about those holes.
Yeah.
I always have a voice that's like, my laptop's 11 years old.
There you go.
I have this voice that always says,
I think you're just cheap. I don't think it's a voice.
Yeah, well, the voice is my wife.
I think you need a new laptop at this point.
Thank you. That's what my voice tells me, but my wife's voice says something different. She's like, the podcast isn't that great. So,
I mean. Oh, God. I love that support.
Yeah. Very encouraging. she loves it. She listens to it.
What's your wife's name?
Bianca.
Bianca? Okay. We're going to shout out Bianca a little bit later. So she knows that we are paying attention to her too.
Yes. Thank you. She's so supportive and she also gives very constructive feedback. She's like, that segment, not so good. Cut it out. I love it because I've actually listened to her. When I was doing stand-up, I would practice my stuff in front of her and she would go, didn't like that one. And then I'd either cut them out or I'd disagree. And then I'd say the joke and get no laughs. Damn it. She's right. So
she knows comedy.
She does. Yeah. She could be a manager. Anyway.
Why isn't she on this podcast with us?
Unfortunately, she's working right
now. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Just edit her in.
There we go. I'll
Photoshop her in like you did these photos. It's great.
I'll put her voice in. We're doing a podcast ourselves.
Oh.
It's called Aguria e o Gringo. And it's all in Portuguese, so nobody that's listening now will be able to enjoy it.
I was like, that sounds delicious.
I couldn't even search for that.
So,
it's like, you better get some subtitles on this thing.
So we haven't launched it yet, but it's going to come. But she's so she's way funnier than I am. So she should she should be on here. But anyway, now let's move on to the meaty part of the podcast. This part is called the beef. And this is the part where we...
Are you the AI robot we're getting all of this stuff from?
I knew you were Inspirabot.
Oh,
yeah, it's
I saw sparks fly out of your ears.
I'm also too poor for a soundboard, so I have to do that every time. And sometimes I look in people's eyes that are also on the... And Eric's like, again?
The sincerity and the commitment to it when you do it, like... the.
I'm glad that you appreciate it.
No,
you were the
great.
First one that laughed out of 125 people. So
did everyone roll their eyes when they did?
Oh no, they look frightened.
They're like, "What's wrong with Stefan?"
Oh my god,
he might be inspired
he's a T-1000. You guys, we need to get out of here.
All right, let's get into the first question. This is brought to us by our fan, Zach. Thank you, Zach. And it's from Reddit and says, how to make my friend cry. My friend is going through a type of relationship crisis and said she's wanted to cry all week, but it won't come out. Does it anyone know a movie that could make her cry? Or could you recommend some other way? Sincerely, new tier, new you.
Oh, man.
I also wrote that. So
I was like, well, a.k.a. Zach.
I swear this is from Reddit.
Well, yeah. I could definitely tell you I knew it was a guy asking for his lady friend because maybe he's... Okay, of course, I'm going to play like devil's advocate. He's probably like that best friend that wants to...
Oh, he's friend zoned, but he's trying to breach into the bone zone.
Trying to get into that zone, of course. For sure. That's kind of what it sounds like. Or maybe he's a genuine friend. I have no idea.
Fair, but I did not think that this would be a guy. I did not assume, but
his name is Zach.
You make valid points.
No, the question was found by Zach.
Okay. Oh, well, it's found by Zach. All right. Welcome. Now I'll retract everything I said.
No, it might be Zach saying that he found it, but he actually
wrote
it.
Oh, here's asking a for question. A friend, quote unquote. Yeah. Okay, Zach. Yeah, me too.
So anyway, have you ever had a problem? Have you ever had tear constipation where you just can't let it out?
Well, for me, yeah, because growing up, like most women, I have daddy issues. I always thought, because my dad is such a strong, both of my parents are really strong people.
Right.
So, you know, showing emotion is a sign of weakness. And if you show that weakness, you know, you're breaking down these walls for people to see and use against you. When in reality, crying and feeling that emotion is way more empowering, and it gets you past that hurdle. Because if you keep hitting that hurdle and you're not jumping it by actually doing the work and feeling those emotions, you're not going to be able to get where you ultimately want to go, and that's that finish line. And if they're having, you know, it sounds like this girl is having some relationship issues. That's something that she's going to have to work on her own. It's, you can't force someone to cry. You can't force someone to feel happy if they're not feeling it. All you could do is just be there for them whenever they need it and try and provide them, I don't know, just a different outlet and let them know that you're there for them whenever they need you.
That's really sweet. I was actually thinking you could be like their dark Jiminy Cricket. And you could lead them to bad decisions until they cry.
I say just give her alcohol and see what happens.
Oh, there you go.
Because alcohol is a really good, you know, it sounds messed up, but like sometimes people get way more emotional with alcohol. I'm not saying the key to anything. Like, honestly, you should really just feel the emotions by yourself in a room. But
I was gonna say, I can't convince her to get a face tattoo. So
I mean, it could result in that too, and that might also be another reason why you're crying. So.
It might, maybe it could be of a tear. Absolutely. So then it's
just get a tear tattooed on you.
Yeah,
and
you gotta kill someone though. So,
well, it depends. Is it filled in or is it?
Oh, that's true. This is the thought of killing someone, but if it's filled in, you did it.
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding.
I was like, oh my gosh.
I mean, that's just like, you know, like old.
Go to prison, you'll find out.
Yeah, you've seen Let's Go to Prison, haven't you?
This is why people think I'm Mormon.
I know. I'm surprised you didn't ask me if I wanted to hear about John Smith or anything when I walked in.
Well, I am going to have you leave with a book.
God damn it.
You don't have to read it. But
okay, I'll do what I do.
But I will call to make sure.
Oh, my God. All right, I was wondering why we had to do it on a Sunday morning. Okay.
Yeah, service is right afterwards, so I'm going to escort you.
What are your thoughts on this? Like, have you both ever been through anything like this before?
Where I have,
or is it hard for you as, you know, as men, as gentlemen, to cry about a situation or to express that emotion? Do you feel like it's not important, or do you feel like what's the point of it? Or?
This might get a little too real. So we didn't really cry too much. Well, real isn't real embarrassing for me, but we didn't cry too much in my household. It wasn't discouraged or anything, but we just... I guess my dad tried to be stoic, and then when he finally did cry one time, I looked at him and I was like, oh, gross.
Wow. Holy shit. You know what, though? I'm not going to lie, because I did this to my dad, too. When my dad is a very strong person. He doesn't like to show emotion, but whenever someone would pass away, like a friend of his or someone and or family member, that was the only time he would call and cry and tell us that he loved us. God, I'm crying. Also, I'm going to start my period, so there might be some feels going on here. I always freak everyone out, but I like to give everyone a disclaimer. I'm sorry I didn't give you a consent form or anything. But, I mean, yeah, at first I was just offended. But then I realized, this is how he copes. This is how he deals with things.
Right.
You know, my dad is a very strong person, so it's just hard to see him in that way. But now that he's gotten older, oh my God, he's like completely lightened up. He tells us that he loves us on a normal basis. No one has to die for this. And it's great. I'm not wishing for a lot of death lately, which is fantastic.
Nice. That's pretty awesome. And I was going to say, my dad, the first time he cried, I didn't know what to do, but it was...
Especially because you've never seen your dad in that light before.
Right. And then, so I had trouble crying. I eventually got a lot of respect for him because it was so tough for him to transition to that, to be able to express himself, because his dad would be like, no, you can't cry. So he was coming from that and then changing in his 30s and 40s. And it was really cool to see. Hard for me to cry though. So what I did was I had this kind of boom box and I had CDs and I would put on a really sad song and then just, put it on loop and then cry. And I think the first song that I cried to was a Jet song.
Wow. Are you going to be my girl? I'm going to cry too. Hands down.
Cold hard bitch.
Did that song really make you cry?
No, it was the Look What You've Done.
Okay, that's a great one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, so I'm glad that I shared that with all of our audience.
What about you, Eric? Do you cry? What's your story?
A total crybaby.
Really?
Every episode.
You're welching up right now. It's like, I can't handle this.
No, I wouldn't say I'm someone who does not cry. Uh-huh. But I'm also someone who understands that maybe there's a time and a place for if you're... wanting, you know, I could understand where a dad could be coming from, where I need to be strong in this moment for the people close to me and my family.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so maybe you put your emotions in check, but it's also you run the risk of, you know, bottling that up.
Right.
So if you have someone like a partner that you can talk to and communicate with and have your outlet for that emotion and you can express it then and
kind
there.
Kind of like a crying sponsor.
Yeah. Sure. But I mean, in a lot of ways, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Well, that's what, I don't know if you guys have heard of this before, but a therapist. That's what they do. They're crying sponsors.
That's a good, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. I actually, last year I've only gone to therapy once before last year, and I was 10 years old, and it was an accident. I was supposed to be in there for a different thing, but for some reason, they had me in there for animal cruelty.
Oh, I thought you were,
cruelty.
Like, going to get it.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, I think they definitely got my file mixed up with someone else.
Lord.
They're like, I hear you're hurting animals. I was like, what?
Did you go along with that?
I was like, is that how you start off every therapy session? Like, 10 years old. I'm just...
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, but like legit. And then I just hated that person. So like, forget it. I'll just deal with it. I'm sure I'll live till 26. Lo and behold, I lived a lot further than 26. So that's great. I'm 33 now. But I just went to therapy again last year.
Uh-huh.
And goodness, man, I did not realize I felt like there's something holding me back from achieving my potential greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's myself. Like,
God,
and I think a lot of people... Yes. Don't realize that they want to make excuses, and I think a lot of my life I've made excuses, but I've had to learn how to break down like things that I've learned from my parents.
Right.
I've had to learn how to break down things that I've instilled in my brain that other people have taught me in my life, and to realize like none of that is true. Only what's true is what feels real to you. And so I think therapy is a really good way to explore those options on what you really like and what you really want and what you want to adopt into your mind frame. And also just letting you express those emotions that you can't normally get out. It's literally like popping a balloon and all of the air is gone. And God, it is so refreshing. I've walked away feeling like I just came back from like a 10-day vacation because of all of the stress just completely melted away in an hour. Or even massage therapy, like
that. Sure, it's like a massage for your mental well-being.
Yeah, it's like a massage for your mental well-being. But also, I used to be a massage therapist before.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So I don't know. Some people are, oh, this is going to sound like kind of hokey pokey, but this is, I truly believe it is like,
yeah.
A lot of the energy work that comes through and a lot of people that are in tune with it. If you find someone that you're in tune with, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. I can't even tell you how many times I've cried in a massage because I've just needed,
I was about to ask about that.
The release of that. You don't realize how much you hold inside of your body. How much stress and where it lies. And once you start relaxing that, your brain relax and so do those emotions.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I highly recommend it. That and I can't necessarily recommend acupuncture because I've never tried it before.
Oh, man.
But yeah. I've always wanted to because I hear it does the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so
right before church, maybe we can go stop by.
Yeah, that's great. I saw there's an Asian massage parlor. I think that's the same thing. And I was like, wow, this is Scottsdale. Class it up. Oh, my God.
I mean, I think we nailed it here then. Go to massage therapy. Go to a therapy or tattoo on the face of a teardrop.
Absolutely.
Or just watch like go on
it's a therapy.
Go on
tattoo
YouTube
therapy.
And find they've got I'm sure there's a compilation mm-hmm. video of all the sad moments from every Disney movie.
That
oh god.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
Mufasa dying.
Nah, forget that. All you gotta do is just watch all of the little animated shorts that Pixar and Disney do together and you're done.
There you go.
You wanna cry? You watch that.
Just watch the opening of Up.
Oh, oh, every time.
Yeah, I guess if you do want to just, if we want to go like actual literal pick a movie, I would say Up for sure. Oh, yeah. God, that or what was the other one that was really emotional?
Was it Pixar?
Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, gosh, I think
oh,
so.
Oh, man, when he got I think it was House of Llama, I was like, no!
Oh, my God. Oh, God, it's so good.
All right, perfect. Let's move on to the next segment, and this is Live Like a Celeb. Celebs may seem, I think it's celeb advice, actually.
Okay.
I don't know why I messed up here.
I like Live
show.
Like a Celeb. Can we do Live
Like live a Celeb? Live Like a Celeb. Yeah, I like it.
It's great.
Celebs may seem like near perfect examples of human beings, and they are, but they get in a pickle sometimes too, which is why we dedicate a segment of our show to give them even more attention.
And that's what they want.
That's right.
And that's why I'm in the business.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So this is the part in the podcast where we ask our guests if they have a celeb impression that they can do.
Ooh, a celebrity impression? Like a legit voice thing?
Yes.
Oh, God. honestly, I don't have a celebrity impression.
Yeah.
I kind of just randomly work on like animated stuff. Like, God, I don't know if I'm warmed up for that. I would always try to do Lois Griffin from Family Guy.
No way! That's great. Anything out there.
Or Babu Frick from Star Wars, the last one that just came out.
Oh, I haven't seen the last one yet.
Trash person. I'm out. I'm leaving.
I know. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, God, I don't even know if I could do it.
Let's hear Lois Griffin.
I'm trying to get...
yeah, can you do
Kian,
Lois?
Kian.
it's so weird.
Here, I'll do Peter.
Okay.
A very bad joke, Peter. Lomish.
It's not bad.
Oh, Peter.
Oh my God, that was so good.
Stewie.
I can't do the Stewie one, but my throat, like, that's the only one I got is, oh, Peter. And that's it.
That's good.
That's really good. Oh, man.
I've never shared that with anyone.
And now it is out
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I could vision it.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, wow. I felt like I channeled her. Just a little bit of the orange hair. And that's about it.
That was really good. And Eric, do you have it? We go around and we do bad impressions, too.
Oh, I can't
Although
wait.
Eric's are much better than mine. But
it's a case-by-case basis.
Okay, can you do a Family Guy one, though? Because he just did Peter. I did Lois. If you could do maybe like a reverse Stewie.
Reverse Stewie.
That's when he has the southern accent or something, or he's a redneck hillbilly. Did you guys see that episode?
No, I didn't.
They're like, if other people voice, the characters, it's a great episode.
I could probably do a regular Stewie. He's more like, damn you all. No, he's a little.
He's like, mum. Yeah. Oh, I can't do it.
I know.
Mum, what are you doing there, mum?
Yeah, you almost got it.
Oh, hey there, Brian. What are you doing? Where's my money, Brian?
There you go. That was good. I like that.
I'm going to applaud you. That was actually
good. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you.
But, Eric, sorry.
This is more like American Dad versus Family Guy, but
Skip past. No, yeah.
No, but this is more of a general.
It's like
a,
is Pepsi okay?
Right? Just to keep it on theme.
And this is sponsored by Seth MacFarlane. Yeah. Yeah.
But Patrick Stewart is on American Dad.
Yes,
so
he
here's
is.
Kind of a Patrick's an attempt at a Patrick Stewart.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
On the brink of orgasm. Is that?
No. You must have me mistaken for someone else. I merely play the captain on TV.
It's mediocre at best.
That's pretty good.
Oh my God. That was great. I love that we kept it with a theme, too.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
That was very good.
That's a first for me.
All right.
So what's this juicy piece of information?
Oh, that was
into?
Me trying to get metaphorical.
Oh,
so
I like it.
So now we're going to read an article. Mm-hmm. And I usually call them juicy goss.
Juicy
but
goss.
I brought a fruit into it. I wanted to get more healthy. So this juicy peach of info comes from Us Weekly.
Oh.
Now, Eric, do you want to read it or do you want me to read it?
I can read it.
All right. Go for it.
Jason Biggs hasn't entirely given up on the possibility of another American Pie movie. Biggs starred as Jim Levenstein in the 1999 movie and later reprised his role in three sequels before the original cast came together again for 2012's American Reunion. While it seems as though the cast members are all game to bring back their beloved characters, Tara Reid hinted at a possible feud between Biggs and co-star Sean William Scott. The Sharknado actress.
Are we still doing impressions? Oh my God.
Yeah, so we're gonna
told us in February 2019 that Sean and Jason have to get along to even be another American Pie. Despite feud rumors, Biggs and Scott are very much on good terms. The Bloodline star joked about the non-existent beef between him and his co-star, telling us that he and Biggs text frequently and still, quote, love each other.
Okay. So no one's talking to Tara, it seems like. Yeah. Okay.
Though nothing has officially been confirmed, Biggs has already has some creative ideas for the next time he brings Jim Levenstein to life.
And now you get to do a Jason Biggs impression.
I think it would be really fun. Oh my God. Especially with more time that passes.
You sound like Mort.
go listen to Jason Biggs. He's just a whiny white guy. He's kind of a whiny white guy.
You're doing great.
Then we could do a whole other franchise spinoff with a whole new generation of actors.
Oh my God.
Should there be an American Pie?
Another American Pie.
No, just should there be one?
Oh, should there?
Should there be another American Pie?
I mean, if we didn't have American Pie, we wouldn't have Sean William Scott. I think that's the number one thing that came
right.
out of that.
Right.
Also,
well, Tara Reid, let's not denigrate Sharknado.
Well,
or less, actually.
I gotta be honest, I've not seen Sharknado, but I know that this is like a cult classic that I should be getting on.
I saw
it's a manufactured quote unquote cult classic though.
Okay.
Right?
Like so bad it's good. It's kind of like
they
the
tried
room.
To be so no, The Room was trying to be so good.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
Ended up being so bad.
Yeah.
That worked out in the
Sharknado
most
is too self aware.
Yeah, it's self-aware.
It's a self-aware.
They know
we're
they're
goofy.
Bad.
Ooh.
Yeah, they know they're bad and they're just really cashing in on that terribleness.
Like
yeah.
Sharknado is like the carrot top of
God. Oh my God!
You bashing carrot top now?
Wow!
He was actually in it.
You're not wrong.
Was he?
Yeah, he was a shark. No, yeah.
I was like, I saw one with orange hair. It was very
Isn't
strange.
Carrot top all like buff and ripped now.
He's huge
with eyeliner.
He's sick of
what? People. What's up with the eyeliner? Not
hey,
bashing it.
He's still a big MCR fan. I totally get it. I don't know if he really is or not, but he wears a lot of eyeliner. It's disturbing.
I went to go see them in concert.
Did that you was, go see MCR?
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
Oh, I thought you meant recently. I was like, they haven't done a show. Where were you? Oh, except for Los Angeles recently. But
oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get off MCR.
Dang. Okay. So, what are your guys' thoughts about this?
Have you seen all the American Pies?
I have not.
All 12 of them? Because I think they branched off. There's some out of canon.
I saw two. I don't think I saw The Wedding.
Okay.
They have three of them, right?
They have.
Let's IMBD that motherfunion.
Was the wedding the third one?
I think the wedding was the third one. Maybe I did watch it.
It says they have three sequels before the original cast came together again for American Reunion.
Oh,
so there were four.
Wow.
Four pies.
I don't know.
I definitely saw the first three. I have zero recollection of the fourth one.
I don't think I watched that one.
It could be it's one of those movies where you could watch it again and be like, oh, yeah, I did see this in theaters.
Right.
It left that little of an impact on me.
See, you know what's funny is I thought Not Another Teen Movie was better than this one because it was, I don't know, it was kind of like that in a way.
Chris Evans was in that, wasn't he?
Yeah. God, yeah. Captain America had a banana in his ass. Do you remember that?
I forgot about that.
God, yeah. I will never forget that moment. That's
is the that
only
the
Captain
secret
America
to being a superhero?
You got
to go
stick
through
things in you, man. How else, you know, it could have had uranium or something in it, and all of a sudden he got this incredible power. He bulked up way quick. With
confidence.
It.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think
bananas
they're...
are radioactive.
Yeah. Are they?
They are.
Eric, please tell the audience in Mo about this because this is semi-interesting.
Yeah.
Let's peel this back.
We all know bananas have potassium in it, right? Well,
what?
Yeah, potassium. but bananas contain some of the potassium in bananas are of a radioactive type of an isotope.
Wow.
And a banana is actually a unit of measurement for radiation.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Googling this.
It's a banana unit.
A banana unit.
Wait, you don't believe everything that you've heard?
God, you think. I don't know. It's not like the internet is going to tell me the truth anyway.
Oh,
so.
It'll tell it.
Radioactive bananas. Radioactive bananas.
I think I also did Google this.
So you, what I'm saying is
they're slightly radioactive because they contain potassium, and potassium decays. Potassium is a necessary substance for healthy operation of your body.
It's a line around the knee.
I read that too fast.
Operation. Oh, I thought you were going in the board game.
No. I just read too fast. It's like, what's the word? So I stretch. You'll notice that sometimes I'll stretch out a vowel if I don't know how to pronounce it.
Nice.
You would have to eat a lot of bananas just to compete with the natural potassium dose of your body. Interesting.
Mm.
That's pretty.
So if you get bit by a radioactive banana, banana man. That's all I'm saying.
What would his powers be?
Doing the splits.
Potassium.
doing the splits.
Oh, man. There you go.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
The worst.
He could throw a banana peel in front of you as you step just perfectly.
See, he only comes in handy during Mario Kart. And
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I got to say, no more American pies.
No.
No, that doesn't need to happen. God, no.
Especially if they're just going to
leave. You don't
want to
have number
reboot.
Five?
No, there doesn't need to be one. And also, his whole thing, this is going to go straight to DVD or Netflix or something. I don't know.
Like all the other spin-off American. They
so
have
many...
all the straight to DVD spin-off American Pie
that,
sequels.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's.
Whoa, wait.
I'm going to dig it a little bit, but...
What about all the Marvel movies? How many Marvel movies are there?
The American Pie Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, right? Nobody wants that.
The APCU.
The Pie Universe.
The Apple Pie Universe.
Like, yeah. I was like, what about Peach? Don't forget about Peach.
This is just a slice
yeah.
of the pie.
I mean, what
Take
about...
Take a portion this summer. No. Nobody wants that.
Alan Mode.
Yeah, what, right?
What if you did... What if
That's
you did
the uncensored version.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
That's not whipped cream.
Gross. Okay.
What if you did a crossover, though, with Sharknado, American Pie,
NATO Pie,
NATO Pie,
Pie-NATO,
Pie-NATO, Pie-NATO, Pie-NATO. That's good.
Dang.
I'm not going to cheers because I wasn't a part of that.
It's just a bunch of pie swirling around, taking over, like, I don't know,
and
Toronto.
Jason Biggs. Caught up in the vortex.
He's just
doing
trying
his
to
thing.
Fuck all the pies. He's like, I can't make it stop unless I fuck the pies. This is so stupid. It's so stupid. I want to punch him in the face now.
Oh. I mean, how do you guys think that the trajectory of his life should have gone after this? Do you think he should continue to try and ride that wave of being the pie fucker? Or do you think that he should have tried to do something new?
I think he's already tried to do new things. I mean, he was in... I mean, he does great, like, little cameo pieces because he was in Orange is the New Black briefly.
Oh, that's right. And I thought he did a pretty good job.
And, like, honestly, I didn't really care that he was in it.
I didn't either. Yeah. I liked the girl from that 70s show.
Oh, yeah, she Donna, the chick that played Donna.
Yeah, she don't know her name, but...
She's banging. She's yeah, so pretty.
Yeah.
But, god dang
Laura
man.
Pippon, I think, is that actress's name?
Papasan.
You could have told me anything.
Yeah, honestly, I was like, Donna.
Yeah, that's yeah, all I know. Oh, yeah, Donna. Yeah.
Scientologist.
Is she really?
Yep.
Dang.
Oh, another one.
Great. We should have invited her on there. I'm like, I don't even know what I'm like. Astrology, you're Mormon.
Yeah.
We got...
Eric. Yeah. Eric's just Arizonian, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I pray to the cactus god. Saguaro.
Saguaro.
All right.
Or a cactus crown.
So no more American pies. Do you think there should be another American pie?
No. Instead of another American pie, they should put their efforts into another. You know, there's a ton of late sequels to good comedies. Mm-hmm. We need a bad sequel to Saving Silverman.
Oh my God, my favorite movie of his by far. That was my shit.
I love that
Whoa,
movie.
Whoa, why didn't I think of that? I'm so mad at myself.
I forgot he was even in that.
Well, he starred in it.
I feel like he is Silverman. Like Steve Zahn and Jack Black stole the show. They were so good.
God, well, yeah, because they're trying to kidnap freaking Amanda Peet whole movie. Oh man, and the guy that was the freaking coach who just passed away like 2 years ago.
He was
the drill sergeant.
Yeah.
Yes. And God, I can't think of the movie right now.
Silver Hollow Bullets, Saving Private.
No,
you're thinking Full Metal Jacket.
God dang you. Silver Bullets? What is this? A freaking werewolf?
Like
turned into.
Oh,
Jesus. Yeah. See, Saving Silverman was so good. I'm so glad no one is going to touch that. They should just leave it alone. It was perfect the way it was.
Yeah.
And like so many great lines, like, you ate her. Like, yeah. Alive. God, it's so good.
That was brilliant.
God dang. Or the noise when they were doing the walkie-talkies while they were trying to sneak into the house. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yes.
So good. Okay, sorry. I'm just like diving into memory lane over here.
No, you're good. So we're going to get back onto the freeway, but no more American pies.
No.
No, pass all that.
Not even one.
No.
Mm-mm.
Maybe you could do one last one where they just kill them all off.
Maybe they just do an American pie a la mode as like a quick brief thing like you guys were talking about. But...
Oh, I thought you were going to say just make it a porn.
Yeah, then... that too. Honestly, like I don't know why it's not a parody yet at this point.
Just make it a McDonald's franchise
American. McDonald's American pie.
Yeah, Jason Biggs selling the apple pies.
See, they've already got the hole in them.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. But you know what? I bet you anything, it would sell. And you would have to make it a sour cream apple pie. Have you ever had one of those?
No.
They're so delicious. They are so delicious, but honestly, like that would be perfect. A little hole, a little sour cream in the middle.
What more could you want?
Honestly, that
Jason
would be the
Biggs
25th anniversary.
Two thumbs up on the packaging.
But he has to be like old and making it look like he's fucking the pie. This has to be like an anniversary, like 25th anniversary of American Pie. We're giving away a McDonald's. So yeah, because actually Japan is selling cream pies at McDonald's out there.
Because why not?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
McDonald's has a whole international menu. Every country has their own like unique,
and we have the McRib
dishes.
Yeah,
even regional. If you go over to New Mexico, they've got green chili cheeseburgers.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That
would sell here.
Whataburger did it better. They've already had green chili burgers.
Oh, since forever.
Well, for a while. I don't
here
know how
Arizona
forever.
Too?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a seasonal thing. Don't ask me why I know this, okay? I just pass by a lot of Whataburgers, and
you know,
I stop and get them.
Next trivia night, I'm going to invite you.
I have weird, useless information, but also it's not useful for trivia.
That's kind of what I thought. Well, not about you, but I also tell people things at work, and they're like, I never would have needed to know that. But then I tried trivia because I thought, oh, I'll be useful somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Anyway, moving on. Let's go on to the next segment. This is Word of the Week, and a lot of people ask, why do you have a Word of the Week?
I love Words of the Week. I have a Word of the Day.
Oh, you do? What is
it? Yeah, I play this game called F Word of the Day.
Oh, yes.
And so I, every day at 9 o'clock, Monday through Friday, I think of an F word, and I give you guys three clues, and you have to tell me what this F word is.
Okay.
Oh.
So,
where do you get your words from?
My mind.
Let's play.
Okay, let me dig into my...
Because I have a book for this. A fan gave us a book called The Superior Person's Book of Words.
Oh, okay.
We also have one called Webster's Dictionary.
Oh, dang. I've never heard of that. What?
Sitting
tell me
right
more.
Right next to John Smith's.
Tell me more. Tell Hold me on, more, let's see if I can give you this F word that I did on Friday, okay? All right, the F word that I'm thinking of today, all right? This F word has 4 letters.
Ooh. Oh.
One definition means to prevent.
Okay.
Or you could use it for food
Foil.
And hair. God damn you.
Oh, man.
You heard
you see,
that
Eric's
one, did you?
Pretty smart. I can barely count.
Bring it.
So.
Let's exhaust your list.
Oh, my God. No, I got to go to my past. Honestly, I can't think of any
words
right now.
I like that. That's a fun concept, though.
Yeah, it's interesting. I did not think it was going to take off as much as it did, but it ends up being like everyone's favorite because I do another game.
Well, who doesn't like to hear F word?
Right. Like I love throwing F words at people, especially if they're good ones. And Foil was actually tough for a lot of people, but also it's tough for people to get through on the phones. So people already know it and they're trying to get through. Yeah. They're like, God damn it, just let me. Yeah, so.
All right, is there going to be one
so there's
day?
There's some guy in a cubicle who's going, it's Foil! It's Foil!
Oh, totally. I get people calling me afterwards. They're like, why didn't you answer my call? I knew it. I was like, because there's thousands of people calling. How do I know?
So. Is on your last day, are you going to actually do the F word? And then,
God, I should. But let's not hope there's a last day, shall we?
Right.
Wow.
Well, the last day when you're going on to something way better.
Oh, yes.
When you're
I
like
going
to
so.
Be next to Stern. Be doing your
God,
things.
That would be great. Oh, but also that probably would never happen.
That burp just made me miss my brother because he would always belch. Right
like, do we look, the episode. Like, do we look alike? No, I have a burping problem. I think I don't know. Maybe I'm gassy.
I think it's the good way of the body releasing.
Yeah, I think
evil
so
spirits.
Too.
That's what the book
yeah,
Joseph
you're cleansing
Smith's.
Yourself. Yeah, it's like saging your body, but with burping.
I hope I didn't cut off all of our Mormon listeners.
No,
I'm just hacking away.
Nah, you stay classy, Utah. We're good.
But listen,
and Mesa,
we have an F word for this week. Actually,
I saw. And I might have to use this next week.
The word this week is flapdoodle, and the definition is nonsense. An example is people who are prey to dogmatic flapdoodle, or a fool.
This sounds like a Mormon word. What? Yeah. That's a bunch of flapdoodle.
We can't use the actual F word.
Sounds
so
like a hypoallergenic dog breed.
Or that too. I was like a flapdoodle. So is that like a bird and a labradoodle combined? Yeah. Or?
They made their debut at the Westminster Dog Show. Flapdoodle.
It's a poodle mixed with a Sharpei.
All right, well, you got your word. You've been nourished with knowledge. Now let's go on to BizWhizzes. We want to help business owners, so we've created a segment called BizWhizzes where we take a 1-star review that whizzes on these bizzes and give advice to the biz on how to clean that whiz.
For shizzle, my nizzle.
That's the most gangster thing I think I'll ever say in my life. So this week, the Denver Botanic Gardens never rose to the occasion from the look of these 1-star reviews. I know you spent some time in Denver, so I wanted to bring something that was close to your heart.
Yeah, but for a different kind of flower. It looks like they're talking about something else.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Damn it. All right. Okay. Well, John S. leaves it all on the table with his 1-star review.
Oh, no.
He says, it was literally like walking through a boring forest, but paying for it. No flowers, just plants. The indoor stuff was nice because it had AC, but other than that, it was very blah. If you're huge into plants, sure, go have a blast. Otherwise, save yourself the time and money and just go walking around a trail somewhere.
Okay, also, this place is called the Botanical Gardens. Like, you're going to get all kinds of plants. Of course, there's plants there, you moron. Okay,
why
sorry.
Doesn't this forest have AC?
Oh, my God, right? There's all of these bees everywhere.
Well, speaking of which...
I can't handle this oxygen being made by all of these plants.
Speaking of bees, Eric, would you like to read the next review?
Sure.
I just read it.
Got stung by a bee.
Oh,
that was
my
great.
God.
That was good.
And they left a 1-star review for that.
1 star.
Oh, my God. 2 out of 3 would never come again. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Would not recommend.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh,
that's pretty good.
Wow. These are great. I wonder how they're thriving at Denver Botanical Gardens.
I know, with these reviews.
Yeah.
Now we've got Ariel S. Would you like to read this one,
yes.
Mo?
Horrible place. Nothing interesting at all. Would not recommend except to an enemy.
That was a beautiful read.
Well, my name's Ariel. Not Ariel.
That's the kind of girl that, yeah.
You know she complains about her Starbucks cup.
God, yeah. She's
It's an L with an E at the end.
Two L's.
No why.
No. Do you think I'm a mermaid?
Yeah, right?
Do I look like I comb my hair with a fork?
I have two legs.
Wow. As she's talking there. To probably somebody that doesn't. That's great. What a jerk. That's beautiful. No, I imagine that.
This is beautiful. All right. Was there any advice that we should give this business based on these reviews? Maybe, AC outside?
No, I would probably... kill the bees for sure.
Kill the yes.
No,
yes.
We're already doing that.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, wait, no. Yeah, I'm surprised you got stung by a bee. If anything, I got stung by a bee for the first time this past year.
Ooh,
that's here.
What'd you think?
Oh God, 5 out of 5 would not happen again. No, that's my review. Actually, I was doing a photo shoot for Subaru. And we were out at Saguaro Lake, and I just kept feeling this. And I was sitting in the back of the car. Also, it's very weird to do a photo shoot for a car. But sitting in the back of the trunk all tied up, and then next thing you know, I was just trying to show
what?
That. Well, I was trying to show that there's a lot of good trunk space for things.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Don't worry. I didn't make it to, you know. Oh. It's for my personal use.
They
in
forgot
case
about
anything
me.
Happens and I need to, like, Photoshop some shit together.
Did you bring the rope, too?
Well, it's duct tape.
Oh, okay.
And zip ties. Those are my tools, though. That's fine. I felt something, like, creeping on my arm, and I was just kept moving it. And the next thing you know, I just felt this instant stab, and I was like... I just screamed because I was like, and I started laughing because I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And it was the first time. And then I found out I wasn't allergic. So that was cool too.
Yeah. That's when you all found out.
Yeah. And also,
tied up in a trunk.
Here's the worst part is I had to like drive back. Luckily, it wasn't on my face or anything. But I had to drive back and I was just feeling all like messed up. I was like, am I supposed to feel this sweaty? And I was nervous at first. But now we're fine.
I'm glad that you're okay. I'm very glad that you didn't die tied up in the back of a trunk.
Yeah. Oh, God. With a bee? And I had no control. The bee. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Have you been stung by a bee?
Never.
Never.
Wow. No. We could try it today. Oh. Yeah. Let's see if we're all allergic. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I hear there's a lot of them at Denver.
Have you ever been stung by a bee, Eric?
I have not, thankfully, but I do have kind of a humorous story. If you drive from Phoenix to San Diego, you don't take the 10, you can take the 8 get kind of like straight there, but you got to go right
life
up.
Life hack.
You got to go right up by the border.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so
don't take drugs with you.
Yeah, and they have these stops.
I have a story about that too.
They have stops for like human, you know, they want to make sure there's not
you're
human
not smuggling
and
anyone,
stuff.
Yeah.
And so they've got these German shepherds. And so my sister and I are driving back. From San Diego to Phoenix, we get through. There's a dog. They make us get out of the car. There's a dog all through the car. We don't have, you know, we don't have a person or drugs or anything like that, so we're fine. They let us on our way, and you know, it's an intense experience when you're getting scrutinized, even if you're completely clean and everything's cool. But you're just like, oh shit, you know, this is where they have a lot of power over you in that moment.
Oh. Yeah.
And so we get back in the car. We think we're all clear. Not 100 yards from where we start driving. I'm driving. It's my sister in the passenger seat. And my sister goes, and all of a sudden I have to pull over. There's a bee got into the car when we were getting in and out, and it stung her in the leg. So we're like peeling off to the side of the road in plain view of all these federal agents, and my sister's like bailing out of the car yelling. Luckily, they were just
only
like...
Only she got arrested.
Yeah, only she got arrested.
Good.
Oh, my God.
If this podcast is available in Gitmo. Kendra, I love you.
Dang. That's also, that's terrifying. But yeah, they're, why are they pulled over that quick and like what happened?
Yeah, getting stung
by
bees.
Did they come over and talk to you guys about
No, oh, we thankfully got away scot-free. Except for my sister who got stung by a bee. But
Yeah.
Well, at least she didn't get deported or anything. So good on your sister. She was the right color of skin. That's nice. Unlike myself. No, I'm just kidding. I'm Hispanic. It's okay. I'm really light skin though. So no one knows. It's great.
And blue hair. Teal hair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It feels natural at this point, so I'm a natural blue.
That's
like
cool.
Dory.
I wanted to change my hair color, but I couldn't decide what.
Don't
color
do it.
To
it's so much work.
Really?
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Just go jet black.
I wanted to do white, actually.
Oh God, no! What? Why?
I did. I have a little. I don't know if I'm pointing at the right spot. I have a little white spot. Did you see it?
You literally just like should have just patted your head. You're like, I got a white spot.
Do you see it?
It's a tiny one. It's not even that much. Okay, nah, just kidding. I just saw it after you brushed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little white patch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like Rogue from X-Men.
Oh.
Do you have a traumatic experience?
Yeah.
I guess.
Can you not touch people?
So this is way less. Yeah. Or else I get their powers.
Yeah. Ah, scary. Don't touch me.
So.
Take that, anxiety man.
I know, right? God. My superpower is depression. Have fun with that.
Oh, no.
God, you're the best sound guy ever. Can I borrow you?
Bring me on.
I got stung by a bee. Just say that often.
Yeah. That would be my character.
Yeah.
Real quick, can I tell a story about Border? I know we got to get to this.
We're on the clock here.
We're on
no,
the
no,
clock,
I'm kidding.
Right?
Yeah. This is a podcast. We can go.
I got stopped at the border once. We were coming back, myself and a friend of mine were coming back from a music festival. I'm going to leave out a lot of details, but I'm going to give you kind of the gist of it.
Okay. Okay.
We were coming back from a music festival and we had some trees with us.
Okay.
I didn't have my card at the time and I didn't. And when we were driving there, we kind of took like this little back road so we wouldn't have to hit the border.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't realize that there still is a little spot like kind of behind the scenes that you still get stopped at.
Oh,
we passed by it quick, not thinking that we were going to actually go through it on the last one on the way back.
Uh-huh.
We did. And it just so happened that I had some extra trees on me.
Oh.
That I didn't even think about or know. And
oh, no.
The dog came out.
Oh,
they
no.
pulled us out. We had to park our car. I got out and I'm freaking because I'm like, okay, there's just like this tiny little roach joint or something.
Right,
there.
Right, right.
But I didn't realize my boyfriend at the time had used my car and left a lot of his stuff underneath the seat.
AKA the perfect alibi.
Oh, God. Yeah, right. I know. But also, is it because I'm the one that has it? And how do they know if I have like a boyfriend or anything? So I had to admit to them, like, what I knew what was in there. And they're like, well, we found all this other stuff. And I was like, God, I'm going to kill this man.
Oh, my. We found 3 kilos.
God, yeah, right? Oh, I was like, God. There is a dumpster baby in here. What's happening? No, there's not.
So,
no,
so they let you. Bye.
Well,
with
yeah.
the trees?
They held us for a good hour, and they made us sit outside, which was fine. I
did
not
want
to sit inside a cage at all.
Oh, yeah.
I sat outside and I waited. But they're like, look, they asked us what we did, and we told them that we worked for the radio station. And they're like, okay, well, if we hear about this on the radio next, you know, tomorrow morning, we're coming after you guys. We're going to let you go because there's no... you're not smuggling a person. We're looking for real bad guys. You know,
right,
there's all these little
right.
things. They don't even seem like they're like recent. They don't smell fresh or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, we're going to let you go with a warning, but don't you dare talk about this to anyone. This is a few years ago. So now I feel comfortable.
Okay. I was going to say, so now
me.
This is on
this
a podcast.
This was yesterday.
So.
They're going to be coming for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them it's 2 white guys. For sure. But yeah, no. And then I remember my coworker and I were just sitting in the passenger seat. We were just sitting in the car or driving. We were quiet the whole rest of the way. And then at the end of it, I was like, well, that was a trip. And he was like, yep, let's not talk about it. And then like we were off on our way. So it was great. It was a good time.
Oh man.
So yeah, you know, be careful what you do and also carry your medical card around anytime you can.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Good times.
I never got any trouble on the border to Mexico, but I got quite a bit of trouble on the border to Canada.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Royal Mountain Police? Oh.
They were just rude. That was it.
Oh, God dang. I was like, really? Canadian police?
I was really excited because I'd never been to Canada before. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to go in. They're going to be really nice from what all the memes used to say. And then...
Because the internet never lies.
Yeah, exactly. The internet's always true. So I just go in there and they were mean. That's all.
I'm glad you survived.
I mean,
they didn't search your prison pocket or anything. You're good.
Well, no. Okay. Yeah, I'm okay.
Well, that's good.
Only
that's
years
for
of therapy.
Your wife.
To,
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, let's go on.
What a great segue. Prison pockets to your wife to the next credit. The next question for Reddit.
Yeah. I really wanted to fit in, so I had to have a story. All right. So the last question from Reddit is, how do I not throw up at roller coasters / speed related things? So today is my girlfriend's dad's birthday, and we might go to a go-kart. It might be fun, I guess, but I'm pretty sure I'll throw up. Basically, every time I go to something radical, I throw up. Like roller coasters or those dumb things that go upside down. Now I have the option to just say no, but I actually wanted to try. So is there any tips on how not to throw up?
Weed.
Sincerely, Ralph. Weed.
No.
So we just answered it. That's no, it.
Honestly, I would throw up at anything. I get motion sickness very easy.
Same.
Yeah.
Really?
So I always, like, before I go in, I always have an edible. I take some dopamine, and then I just write it all out. And, oh, my God, it's great.
Oh, man. Wait, yeah. What is dopamine?
Dopamine is, like, a motion sickness pill that you can get.
Dramamine.
I thought it was Dramamine.
Dramamine. Dopamine is a neuro...
Thank you.
Chemical in your brain.
I still take that,
hey,
too.
Why not? Why not? Just add it to the...
No, you're right. I was like, Dramamine, dopamine, you're absolutely right.
The
Dramamine.
Only reason I knew that was because I was listening to another podcast where someone was saying they took Dramamine on a flight, and I didn't know what Dramamine was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but Dramamine, sorry. That's what it is.
Nice.
Every time I go to Disneyland, yeah, it's the first thing that
that's
I
the
take
way to go.
Because or
it's
else
good for
I'm,
flights too, right?
If you it's good get, for flights. Yeah. It's, yeah, any motion, like, or if I'm taking... like road trips, I have to take Dramamine or because I can't look at my phone and
and be in motion.
Yeah,
at the same
yeah.
Time.
I will can't puke. Not look at your phone.
Well, honestly, I am. I prefer to be driving.
Yeah.
So I don't get sick. That's the only way that I can control the motion sickness without me having to take anything. So I prefer to drive.
It's because your brain can anticipate.
Because I'm in control.
Little, you're in control.
Yeah.
When you're in the, especially same thing happens to me. I would any trip we had to take growing up, I was in the back seat, just head out the window.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Dang.
Do you have a lot of family members?
No, but you know, just it's two mom.
He
dad,
smelled really my, bad when he was younger.
Yeah. Oh my God! Yeah,
you know, you're like... in a minivan and you're driving to Flagstaff and you got the switchbacks.
Okay. Yeah, seriously.
And you're just like,
We would take vacations with all of our. I'm Hispanic, so I have a lot of family members. I don't know if that just comes hand in hand or not. But we would all get in the same vehicle, and I'm like stuck in between a whole bunch of people, and I have to be by the window, just in case.
Yeah.
There's so many times where. There's so many like throw up marks across my dad's truck because that's me sticking my head out of the window. Yeah.
It's almost like a racing stripe now.
Yeah. It looks like it's for aerodynamic purposes, but no. Man,
once the paint starts peeling.
Yeah, seriously. I was like, this is going to be real hard to get off, Dad. I'm sorry.
No, coming from an Italian family. And I guess Mormon. We were very big. Mm-hmm. So there were five of us.
Oh, so you legit are Mormon?
No, I'm not.
Oh, God dang it. And I was like, oh, shit. We've been joking about it all morning.
No, I came from a Catholic family.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. Same.
Yeah. So there were five of us plus mom and dad, and we got a 15-passenger van that we could bring all of our friends or extended family or whatever on trips.
That's a lot.
And I never had motion sickness until I was in the back row. And then that's when I...
Yeah.
Barfy.
Oh, God, no.
Have you guys used those? They've got those wrist... It's like acupressure, and it's supposed to alleviate motion sickness.
I mean, I've learned acupressure, and there are some points that
do that. It's not an acupuncture, but it's like a little...
Yeah, it's a pressure because you're using your thumb in certain spots.
Yeah, there's something to do with it.
There's little points
in your body.
On my honeymoon,
we went snorkeling and out on the boat.
Yeah, the boat.
Of course.
Totally.
Seasick.
Yeah.
You're having second thoughts about the boat.
Yeah,
don't
that makes sense.
Don't go on the boat. We're going to need a bigger boat because I puked up front.
Oh, no.
Just got all over the place. But yeah, like, God. I, you
but
know,
it's
I
attracting
forget.
The fish, so.
Yeah, that's true. It's like chum. I get it.
Just don't swim over there.
Yeah, no, I totally forget how many waves are created in the boat, or like getting seasick in the ocean just by you standing there. There's right. different ways to do it.
Oh my God. One time this summer we went to Greece for a friend's wedding, and then we all decided to get on a yacht to go around some of the islands and stuff like that. So on the way back, it was really choppy water. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And 5 out of 10 of us barfed.
Yeah, just, that's...
They were lying on the ground, probably hungover/drunk, just a hot mess.
What?
And I was trying to ride it like Jack in Titanic, where I was at the front.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm king of the world.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I think I was a little drunk. No, almost.
King of the ocean now.
Yeah. So, and then I was in the front too, so they just ran over me. Yeah. I don't know how boats work.
Yeah, you'd end up like Jack at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, with no door at all to hold onto.
But they talk about sea legs, where after the boat ride.
Sea legs? After
the boat ride, I felt like I was...
Wobbly.
Yeah, wobbly.
Yeah.
Well, think about people that spend like extended time out at sea coming to shore.
Must be insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
That should be... Okay, next, if I ever get pulled over and an officer's like, have you been drinking? I'm like, no, I've just been out to sea.
These are my sea legs.
Been out on the Tempe Town Lake.
Sailing the 7 seas of the Tempe Town Lake.
We pulled in a fresh body this morning.
We have a beach park. Yeah. God. So sad.
Watch out for the algae bloom.
Oh, man.
Have you guys ever done anything on Tempe Beach Park? Like done some of their kayaking stuff or their boat stuff?
Yeah, we did pedal boats. My wife and I.
I didn't know if people actually did that stuff. I just see them and I just assume that they're just fake people or AI. I was like, nobody's
just
on that lake.
That are paid to
do it. Yeah, I'm like, nobody's on this lake. Get out of here.
Well, we ended up doing it because we lived right by the Tempe Town Lake.
Jealous.
Years ago. So we would ride our bikes. And we made friends with all the homeless people there.
Aww.
And then...
Oh, they're still there.
Oh, there's... Yeah, oh, yeah. Tom and Dirty Rob.
Living in the Outwash.
But, yeah,
Dirty Rob, I think he works for us now.
So well, good
Dirty
for
Rob
him.
In the morning.
Yeah.
He had a great voice. Night, so. Okay. So, anyway, we ended up doing a paddle boat session, and we didn't dare get in the water, but...
Oh, yeah, no. I don't know how people could do it. I just know that they run, like, the Iron Man stuff through there, and I'm like, y'all are swimming through this disgusting water?
I think they have to sign a waiver, not just for, like, in case they drown, but there's, like...
I'm pretty sure that's where the coronavirus stemmed from, is
Tempe Town Lake.
Yeah, Tempe Town Lake, hands down.
This is some ASU guys going, chug, chug, chug.
Do you remember... I don't know if you guys were here when this happened, but do you remember when it drained?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it
tore...
One of the dams tore and it completely like washed out everything.
Took out tons of homeless.
They found body. They found a body in there.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how true this is, and I don't know if it is true, but they said someone found an alligator. But of course, all these dead fish. But they found a lot of weird shit at the bottom. Yeah.
Dang.
Who built
that dam? I'm sure that it's not
the city of Tempe.
I was like,
some engineering intern.
God.
Or architect.
it's a god. It's a god thing.
Yeah, the homeless population just
they got together.
Yeah, they got together.
They're like, let's do something great. They're like little beavers.
Yeah.
So cute. Little angry beavers. Yeah. They're just gnawing at the wind, just holding it with their teeth. Building this dam.
Let's
bless
see what the salt rivers
get. We need to take care of them. They're taking care of our Tempe Town Lake.
Shout out to Dirty Rob.
God, that sounds like the best SoundCloud name ever. SoundCloud rapper?
Dirty Rob.
Dirty Rob.
I love it.
Oh,
we might take that. Maybe we could have a personality on this.
Yeah, fake Dirty Rob.
Fake Dirty Rob. All right. I think any other thoughts about this besides dopamine, dramamine?
Oh, yeah, Dramamine.
And lots of trees.
Yeah, honestly, that's what I would do. I usually take an edible and then some Dramamine so that my dopamines are good.
There you go.
Yeah, I like this. What about you, Eric? Did you have any advice?
I was, you know, there's some roller coasters I think I can handle, but they're the ones that, like, twist as you're going. When you're the ones that are, like, you're hanging underneath. And they rotate you as you're going.
No, if your feet are dangling, nah, F all that. I ain't going to do any of those. It's the only roller coasters I want to do are the ones at Disneyland. because they're little.
Yeah. the worst one is the Mickey Mouse loop.
Oh, well, now that's the Incredicoaster.
Oh.
And so it's all incredible.
Space Mountain doesn't even have any loops.
No, Space Mountain, though.
It's just in the dark.
And even then, it's not as fun as it used to be, in my opinion. But now
you're older now.
Yeah, I'm an older. Well, when I was a kid, I would refuse to get on those rides. In fact, when I went with my dad to one of our little vacations, he took us to Disneyland. It was the worst trip for my father by far because he dropped. I mean, he has.
I think a lot of dads have
girls,
that experience.
Four girls and, you know,
dang.
Himself and my stepmom.
Yeah.
And he dropped like over $500, you know, back in the day for tickets.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
like $2,000 now.
Yeah, it's $500 a piece now.
I wouldn't ride any of the rides because I was scared. And so he was fucking livid.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, I spent all this money and I worked so hard and you didn't want to ride any of the rides. And like, just kept telling me I was like a trash person.
You better think
person.
This is the most magical place on earth or
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I just was
you
like,
can't feel the magic right now.
Yeah, like I just ruined his vacation. Now he will never go to Disneyland ever again. So I want to take him. I want to take him and my stepmom to Disneyland and like do an all expenses paid trip for them at
and
one
refuse
point.
To you go should on the do
rides.
That.
And refuse to go on the rides.
Say, yeah.
I'm like, all right, you guys go ahead. And I'm like, I'll be on the next one, but legit, I will go on the next one by myself. I'm like, I don't want to ride.
I'll be on the teacups.
Yeah, no, teacups are the worst. That's you want me to throw up? That's the one.
Have you guys seen the slingshots? The ones where they basically you're down and then they sling you up.
I would never do one of those.
I've seen videos because they have the video that shows the two people on it.
Is that in the ball and then it just shoots up?
Yeah. Have you seen the people where they freak out, they start screaming, and then they just pass out?
Yes.
And they go limp? It is the funniest thing I've
that's
ever
seen.
Chiropractor's wet dream.
That's how I went. That's how I felt when I was on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. Because it takes you all the way up and then drops you. And
oh,
it's
my God.
Isn't that just the Tower of Terror?
It's the old Tower of Terror. Well, I mean, I never rode the Tower of Terror because I was too afraid. But this last time I went to Disneyland with my
girlfriend. And it like opens up at the last second before you drop.
But that was gorgeous. Except I didn't realize it wasn't what I thought it was. I thought I was looking at Disneyland, but it was just all of California. I wish I would have got to see the inside of Disneyland that high. That would have been cool.
Dang.
Next time. Goals.
Yeah. There you go.
For show.
With you.
You know what? You know those Superman ride ones where they just or they're like top speed racer?
Yeah, no. This girl is not doing anything.
And they just like shoot you straight down at the ground at 100 miles an hour or some shit.
Yeah,
because
I want to plummet to my death.
Yeah, exactly.
Assholes. I'm not trying to be Superman. I'm trying to freaking live my best penguin
just
life.
Be a civilian.
Yeah,
just a happy...
I was like, I just want to hang out with the penguins. Like if I have to choose a villain, it's going to be that one. Or the Riddler or any of those rides too.
Yeah.
I've never been to Six Flags or anything like that, but
my wife and I went on a day. We both took a day off for some reason.
Oh, cool.
And we ended up doing it. We had to go to a meeting or something. And then we had the rest of the day off. So we're like, let's go to Six Flags. It was empty. So we got every single ride. It was so cool.
Damn, I wish I happened at Disneyland.
Yeah.
God, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. But anyway.
Can I just say that this was the best tea? Thank you. It tastes like
would you like some more?
No, I don't. It was good. It was so good. I'll take some home.
I can give you some
packets. I just don't want to like keep drinking it because I'm, you know.
Because you're sick of being here.
Well, one, I don't want to use your baby toilet again.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, your sink is a better height, so I might use that instead.
It wouldn't be the first time. It's fine. I'm very tall, so I gotta,
Yeah, it doubles as a urinal. I get it.
I think that's good. Maybe last thing, just fast so you don't have any food in your stomach. Or throw up everything.
Yeah.
So that you're
preemptively throw up.
Yeah, that was another thing too. Don't eat before you go on these rides.
Just like a surgery.
Also, the edible will help with appearance and stuff. So you don't have to really.
So
you're chill.
Well, you're giving some conflicting advice here.
What?
Don't eat. Eat an edible.
An edible is totally different.
So don't eat anything except an edible.
Yeah, because it'll hit you harder.
Yeah,
it'll hit you harder. And also, you don't really have to worry about your girlfriend's dad's birthday.
There you go. Yeah, that's true. Because what kind of party would that be? And why is your dad's Why does your girlfriend's dad want to go to roller coasters?
Also, yeah.
Go-karting.
Go-karting.
So how did it start from go-karting to roller coasters?
Because he said all speed-related.
This guy needs to, like, get out of Arizona and stop going to castles and coasters. There's more things to do, Dad. Okay? Let's take you out to dinner. Steak 44 is a really cool place.
Castles and Coasters is barely alive.
God, I am shocked that it is still alive, to be honest with you.
Do they have more? Can they legally say coasters? Isn't there just
one? Or
just
castles?
One. Yeah, there's one castle and coaster.
Castle and coaster.
Let's be real about it, okay? Castle and coaster. Jesus. Okay, sorry, I'm just getting angry now.
Oh, you're good. This podcast is brought to us by Castles and Coasters.
This guy's probably more of a big surf.
Ride the wave.
Oh, my God. No, Waterworld. That was my jam.
Oh,
Waterworld.
I remember those commercials. Those
and
then
there was Sunsplash. Those were the three. Big
Golf
Surf,
Land,
Waterworld, Sunsplash.
Still alive to this day.
And then there's a new one, Wet n' Wild.
Six Flags just bought Wet n' Wild.
Okay.
Out in, it's Surprise or wherever it's at.
There.
It's North Phoenix.
You're in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
You're like, where?
I love how you're utilizing our water resources.
We did a show.
17 water parks.
We did a show at a water park. I think it was Big Surf. Oh, we had a stage floating in the middle of the water.
No way.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, they do Wet Electric there as well, which
they
is like an EDM show.
At Big Surf.
Yeah, like Red Hot Chili Peppers did a show there like back in the 90s.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know if the pool was drained out or whatever, but there was a lot of cool stuff. Yeah, you're telling me. But no, we did
it
one year,
acoustic
and
set.
It was way cool. It was so fucking cool.
Oh man.
You get way wasted and you're in the water. There's so much pee in that. Oh, it's so good.
But you don't even care because you're wasted.
No, I don't. That's why I peed.
Oh. All right. I think we've given all the advice we could give. We've emptied ourselves advice.
On that note, pee in the pool every time, whenever you get a chance.
Well, thank you so much, Mo, for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. This was really cool.
This was awesome. Where can people find you?
On my handle is Moro Radio, MORO Radio, and that is all across the board. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I'm not on Xbox Live anymore, but PS4.
Nice.
And wherever.
Everywhere.
Yeah, just Google it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much, you guys. This is really fun.
Thank you. And guys, if you haven't, please listen to the Mo Show you're in a car or just have access to a radio.
There's an app. There is an app that you can download. It's Alt-AZ 933, and you can only listen to it 5:30 to 10. Every other time it's closed.
Oh, really?
No.
Is that a joke?
That's a joke.
Okay, so I was believing
you're
you.
You're like, wow, it's just your app? That's crazy.
How does that work?
Yeah, I know, right? So good.
Well, thank you so much, Mo. Thank you, Eric. Thank you to all of our listeners. If you guys have not, please subscribe, leave a review, tell a friend. We love that. And those reviews, it's going to take 5 seconds, and it'll just prop us up in the top 100. And,
yeah.
It'll make it easier to find us.
Don't put them in the one-star review, because then they're going to have to talk about themselves again. And
exactly. Yeah. It'll not be good. Yeah. Please don't tell us you got a bee sting and you don't recommend it.
And the biz whizzes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mo. We'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Adios.
Hyperbole.